Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, take a look at that calendar. What does it say?
Okay, it says August, well, it'll say 10th tomorrow, but right now it says August 9th.
A mere month away from Pool Party
2021. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Less than a month, really, because Labor Day is the first weekend in September.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, at the beginning of the summer, we said we're not going to mess up this time. We're going to make sure our dogs are registered. We're going to get them to the pool and we're going to be our due diligence. I think the note to ourselves is we're going to try to remember.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I've tried.
Hey, you did better than me.
And I've remembered.
Yeah.
Have I looked into any of this?
Certainly no. Are my dogs
single Google search?
Are my dogs registered? No.
Certainly not. No. How fast does it take to register a dog?
Don't know. And I think I'm going to be out of town on that day?
Well, this really puts a wrench in the
I might be
process.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
but we'll
it's
see.
Okay.
We'll see.
If we are resilient, if not anything.
Yes.
That's not true. I usually quit immediately after the first minor bump. Very minor.
Sure.
So listeners, to catch you up, 2 years ago, Alexis very due diligently was just like, hey, I saw that they are letting dogs swim in the community pools before they drain them for the fall.
Sure.
Labor Day weekend. So we looked it up. We found the pool. We got ourselves to the pool. We put a towel around both dogs' neck, did a photo shoot, and then were promptly turned away because neither of our dogs were registered.
Yes. Well,
what we found at the time.
Yeah. What's even funnier is that, in fact, Renee learned later that Tugboat was registered.
Oh, 100% registered. I just forgot
that I
had
done it.
Yep. And Crumb was too little to register.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Because I couldn't. He was under the age that I could get him fixed. And if you want to register a dog that is not fixed, it's extremely expensive because they assume you want to breed them.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's just a puppy. I can't do that yet. But they did not care. So I was like, well, that's not going to happen right now.
So. Completely fair. Okay, so now it would be a race to like Google it and search, hey, are they doing it this year?
Yes.
But you're telling me you're going to be out of town.
I think, well, I mean, Labor Day is technically a Monday, right?
True.
So.
It's not looking good. I see your face on the Zoom. It's not looking good.
Well, I just don't know because I might have to go to a wedding that weekend and I don't know when I'm coming back. Mm-hmm. It could be Sunday and then we're in luck.
Okay.
But I don't see any news yet about if they're doing that this year. That's what I was looking at. So far.
We're also looking that up. Okay, yes. My guess would be no.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a wobbly launch and now it's cozying back into hibernation mode for pools has been their experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do we have an alternative? Do we? And just before the show ends, and we've got some time.
Okay.
We've got some time. But before the show ends, do we do a doggy beach day? That pool never closes.
That's the best thing about the beach. It's always open unless I close it because sometimes I have to close it.
Unless I close the beach, which we definitely learned that they can't do. Okay.
Can absolutely good point. But I know what you mean. Yes. Okay. That's a great idea, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, I guess that's the update. Try to remember that. Check. Did it. Remembered. Learned that it's probably still not possible. We'll just go to the beach instead. Great.
Check. Check.
Perfect. Now, Alexis, it's been a long time coming that I have been in search of another animal podcast that I can listen to. Because when you're in the biz,
you're picky.
It makes you picky. It makes you picky. It makes you selective. I'll be honest. It makes you jaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've tried to listen to other animal shows. And it wasn't until this very episode that I was like, oh, I think I found it.
I think this is it. It's hard for me because most other animal shows don't talk about my specific animals.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I go, what? Why are they talking about prom?
A real opportunity missed to not talk about Cricket and Crumb on other podcasts. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
But
yes.
Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this very episode?
I would love to. Yeah. So, of course, we have some Cricket Crumb Boat updates. I think Renee's going to play a little game, and I've got some morning grails to talk about. We have a Mime Up Minute from Lee and Nessie. And what Renee was alluding to earlier, we have a very special guest, Katya Lidsky, who is the host of the brand new podcast coming out tomorrow, The Animal That Changed You. And it is a delight. She is a delight. You're going to fall in love. I'm in love. So
we're on love. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. If you were just like, what are you guys going to do when the show wins? I'm going to give you to Katya.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. We'll do it that way. Okay, go check it out, you guys. Finish this show, but then go listen to The Animal That Changed You.
Okay.
Alexis.
Renee.
Here we are in the segment called Crick Crumb Boat, the portmanteau of our two dogs, mm-hmm. where we give updates on them this week. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Renee, go first. I think I went first last week, so you go first.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to present this as a sort of a mystery.
Okay.
A sort of a word problem.
Yeah, I love it.
See if you can solve it.
Okay.
So the Crick Crumb Boat with Tugboat this week involved me sending a text to my neighbor at 2:30 a.m. in the morning that said, I'm so sorry, there's a moth. Now, based off that, 2:30 a.m., a text, I'm so sorry, there's a moth. Mm-hmm. And it was sent to the neighbor who lives below me.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. yeah, my first thought was perhaps your, you know, blood-curdling screams because you... You hate moths, but if it's the one below,
yeah, far off. Okay, mm-hmm.
that's different. Yes.
Okay,
I all have. Right. I'm gonna guess. Was there some pouncing happening? Some loud pouncing.
You really nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow, some way, mm-hmm. a moth got trapped in the bedroom. Now the bedrooms are on top of each other.
Yes.
So my bedroom is my neighbor's bedroom.
Right.
They're just trying to sleep. That's all they're trying to do. 2:30 a.m. woke me up,
uh-huh.
certainly woke them up because it's coming from above.
Yes.
I hear a pa-poom and then a like tap dancing, like tiki 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 ting, pa-poom, a tiki 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 back up on the bed because the moth has flown higher.
Yes.
And then a bounding off the bed with a big kerplump. I have never been more delighted to watch my dog try to get a brown butterfly.
Yes.
But also was aware that, oh, I bet this is a little loud
this is a bit
for
much.
The neighbors below.
Did they respond?
They did, which means they too were
they too were startled
awakened.
Awake.
Yes. Because that's the hope, right? That's the dream. You send the text. They send another one to you 10 a.m. Hey, no big deal.
We didn't hear a thing.
It.
Right.
No. Yeah, and just up. Immediate bing, no problem. Okay. So you're not only up, but you're up to the point where you're holding your phone to say, hey, what's going on up there?
Hey. Oh,
luckily
shoot.
I got to you first.
Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Well,
so I had to they had to endure two people, but boom, tiki tiki tikis.
Right.
Because now I'm also trying to
And
catch
your toenails
them
are very long. So
That's an important part of the story. Yes. It's quarantine, man.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
cut my hair or clip my toenails.
Sandals only.
I'm going to live the way I want to live. what's nice about moths is they're not swift like a fly.
Yes, absolutely.
They're a little slower.
Yeah.
They're a little bit slower. So it is easy to do a quick put your hands together. You can cup them on in there.
Yes.
Go to the door. It did present me with a problem of just like, well, now both hands are occupied. How do I open the door? Because it's locked.
Yes.
So that took a moment. But then ultimately,
it worked out.
Him.
Yeah. I think I've had that exact problem before of cupping a moth and being like, oh, no.
Right.
Huh. I didn't think this through. Well,
yep. Now I have no access to the door
yes.
opening. Yeah. So very sweet. I am curious. I wish that I had been there at the onslaught of what happened because I was also awoken to
right.
the chase.
Right.
But I don't. Do you think the moth landed on his nose?
It had to have.
Because he had to have been asleep. So what did this moth do?
It either landed on his nose or like, you know how sometimes moths have that way of like landing loud?
Sure.
They might have landed loud on the bed. Like they do a thing where they kind of thump sometimes. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is very confusing because they're so light that I don't really understand how they do that.
Right. Right.
A little scary.
Okay.
But I think either way, something cute or loud happened and Tugboat was like, yes, it's time to play.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Well, I did exactly a game of chase.
Yeah.
At this time of night, I'm in, he said. So that is going to be added to the long list of things that Tugboat did not catch. And we woke up our neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Tug. It's an easy one, bud.
I mean, a little bit, thank God.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was very entertaining. I'm sorry to my downstairs neighbors, but I was. If they were out of town, would have been delighted, wouldn't have stopped it.
But, I love it.
Okay. So that's the latest with Tugboat. He's now put moths on his list of things that he is in charge of.
Right. Yes. Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay. What's going on with Cricket and Crow?
Well, I truly can't remember if I've mentioned this happening before, but it's becoming more and more frequent lately. I think I'm encouraging bad behavior, but every morning. Okay. Here's how my morning goes.
Right.
Crumb wakes me up far too early. Sure. You know, 5 or something when I'm like, we don't need to be up yet, but sure. I'll take you outside. So I let both dogs out. And then traditionally I let them out. They pee, go back inside and I go back to sleep. However, lately, both dogs have taken to being like, yeah, I actually would like a bunch of attention right now, though. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Yep. It is 5 a.m., though. I was just going to sleep again. Right. And I don't know who learned it from who, truthfully. I don't remember. But now they do this thing where they growl at me if I don't pet them.
Oh, no.
They go, and I'm like, excuse me. It is, again, too early. It's not petting time. So then, you know, give them.
This is not.
I'll be like, all right.
Growl time in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. But I also want it to end. So I go, okay, here's some belly scritches. Can we please go back to sleep now? And Crumb usually is like, yes, we can. But Cricket lately is relentless. You pet him. And then he does a thing where he stands right on top of you and then does it at your head. He'll growl at your head. And I'm like, okay, well, this isn't nice. And eventually the growl turns into a little yodel. If you don't get it soon enough, he yodels at you.
What's your impression of this yodel, if it could, please?
It's like but it's higher pitched.
No, I got it. Yeah, I got the gist.
Very loud. And so that's, I don't have a solution because it's too early in the morning for my brain to be like, okay, don't reinforce this. Because I just, I'm like, fine, what?
Yeah.
Like,
No. Whatever you need, fine. To make this stop so that we can keep sleeping.
Yes.
Of course.
And eventually also he'll start bringing his toys onto the bed and being like, maybe this is what she needed. She didn't want to pet me, but I'll bring her this.
Sure. Yeah.
In case that's what it was.
Right.
So it's a learning process
logic.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexis, this is real cute.
It's really
this
cute.
This is real cute. I like... Now, what do we suppose that this means? That both pets are just like, you know what? Love the daytime activities. Love the daycare. Love the walks.
Yes.
Love the interaction. You are lacking on nighttime activities. Mm-hmm. You've planned nothing for me from midnight until 6 a.m. What's a dog to do?
Here's what I would argue to these dogs is I think I did their last walk last night at around midnight. So I don't think they have an excuse.
Yeah.
We do plenty of nighttime activities. I think, maybe they want more in the morning, but that's... I feel like when I adopt you, that's one of the first things you learn as one of my pets is that like, hey man, mornings are not going to be our time to shine. That's just not when it's going to happen.
Yeah. So I guess maybe it's that is that instead of us upping our game, it's just reminding the dogs of the contracts they signed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, I love you. I'll do anything for you. I don't want to wake up right now.
Right. Unless it's a bathroom emergency.
Yes.
Bedtime is for sleeping.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They know the rules.
All right. Yeah, it's in the contract.
It's in the contract.
Okay.
You sign it when you live.
We'll show them. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
Nope. What time is it?
Well, I'd love to tell you. It's time for My Mutt Minute with Lee and Nessie. Hit it!
Woo! Hi, CIPYD crew. Today, I'm telling you about my friend's dog, Nessie. She was a stray that my friend got from a rescue in her home state, several states away. Nessie loves to chew, and she has separation anxiety. When she first came to my friend, she destroyed many things at my friend's place, including gloves, several towels, and part of a spare mattress. Nessie would love to catch squirrels, but she isn't very good at spotting them, so it's a toss-up if my friend notices the squirrel and can distract her first. She loves to run, and she clues in when my friend talks about taking her on a walk to other humans. My friend is forever coming up with new ways to talk about walks without Nessie knowing. Recently, my friend and I were exploring a park, and Nessie enjoyed walking and slipping on a frozen pond. I think she would make a great ice skater. Nessie also splashed through the cold pond water, nearly dragging my friend in. I miss Nessie very much, and I hope to see her without a mask again soon. In the meantime, I continue to send her presents. Thanks for the show, and stay safe.
Alexis, you know what we call that?
No.
Home run?
Yeah.
Is that a home run?
I didn't know. I pretended not
Lee,
to know.
Come on. First off, I love a CIPYD crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really
That's
good.
What you call us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nessie, the ice, I would have died.
Yes.
A dog who enjoys slip sliding on the Ooh. Ice. That's my big, because the best thing that can happen to you as a dog owner is a dog slipping on the hardwood floor.
Oh my God,
it's
yes.
the highlight of your day.
Yes.
The absolute best. So to do it outdoors,
on
my favorite
ice?
Place.
Oh.
Yeah. What a gift.
Oh.
What a gift.
I also really related yeah. to spotting things before your dog does and trying to distract them, because every walk mm-hmm. with Cricket is me looking around for what he's going to bark at and trying to cross the street in time for that he doesn't see it. So
yep. It's a live video game.
Yes.
The days of that puppy dumb and like taking a dog over to your friend's house and just knowing half of your bank account's going to be gone when you leave
yeah.
for the amount of things that you're going to have to replace.
Oh yeah.
I don't miss it.
No,
but I do empathize with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, just they have somehow gotten a hold of everything all at once.
Yeah.
Nessie.
Oh, I loved it.
Such a good pup. Such a good pup. Okay, now Alexis.
Yeah.
You suppose we have any other slidey dogs
oh,
out there?
Oh, I bet we've got slidey dogs. Also, I'd like to say this is a good example of not your own dog. This was
yeah.
a friend's dog. You can do that.
Okay.
It has to be your dog.
Slidey dogs, it's not your own. This is a call. This is a call to action for slidey dogs that are not yours. Alexis,
yes.
tell them where they go.
Where you go is where you are. And you're going to record it on your phone, your computer, whatever you have to record. And then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
That's our new merch. Where you go is where you are.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them?
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play?
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies?
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as three video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
Are you riddled with guilt over your TBR pile?
Are you filled with shame about a book that you just can't seem to finish?
Are you having regrets because grad school killed your love of reading?
We're Reading Glasses, and we're here to help.
I'm Mallory.
And I'm Bria.
Let us absolve you of all your reading guilt.
Stuck on a book you don't like?
We'll help you dump it.
Can't figure out what to read next?
We'll recommend something in your wheelhouse.
Can't decide where to buy your books from?
We'll point you in the right direction.
No matter what you read or how you read it,
we'll help you do it better.
Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Well, Alexis.
Renee.
As you know, my nightly routine.
Mm-hmm.
Me and a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
That is true.
Love it so much.
Yeah.
Love it so very much. The most recent favorite is a cookie dough. Those cookie dough some chocolate chips. You can't share that with a dog.
No. No, that's poison
Thank
for dog.
God, Ben and Jerry's is like one step ahead of you. We know what you're doing. We're going to create a frozen treat for the dog. And we're going to call it Ponch's Mix and Rosie's Batch. So it's easy for you to find in your grocer's freezer. Tell me more. Freezer. Freezer? Freezer.
I think it's traditionally freezer, but, you know, Americans say it slightly different. No, it's true. It's delicious. It's, you know, it's still hot out and the dogs still need a frozen treat. They're going to love it. We absolutely promise. And it's very cute. It was inspired by Ben and Jerry's lovable office canine defivers. So I just, I can fully see just the office sitting around being like, why don't we just do some of this for the dogs, though? They're really cute.
Yeah. Have we talked about this? We think it was likely, we don't know, we don't have full confirmation, but we think it was likely inspired by an ice cream social.
Oh, yes.
And they were like, well, we're going to need to get a frozen treat for the canine defivers.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, again, because that is why they're the best company in the world. If listeners wanted to get into it, what could they do, Alexis?
They can check out both our doggy flavors at benjerry.com. That's benjerry.com. You can check out all the Ben and Jerry's options at benjerry.com. Again, that is benjerry.com. Yum.
Alexis.
Renee.
Did you hear that sound?
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
You know what that sound means?
I haven't heard that sound in a while. Yeah, that's a Jumbotron.
It's a Jumbotron. Wow. It sure is. We got a Jumbotron on the board. You want to, let me go ahead and click the remote to pull that up?
Yeah, let's pull
it. How Jumbotrons work.
Pop it up there.
Sure.
Yeah, so this one comes from Heath Stolten. Do you love pets? I would assume so, since you listen to this lovely podcast. But would you like to hear about dogs and more? Perhaps cats, birds, snakes, rats, spiders, emus, and others? Boy, do we have a podcast for you. Pet Parents Pod. Join three humans, Danielle, Heath, and Kip, as they talk about their pets and their gritty details of being a pet parent. They discuss medical issues, training, camping, traveling, and generally loving fur babies. Pet Parents Pod is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Alexis.
Yes.
Ask me the last time I cooked.
Renee, when was the last time you cooked?
I don't remember, but the last time I ordered in was before I got into Freshly's frozen food. It is a godsend.
Yeah.
It is the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's good for my wallet. It's good for my tummy. It's good for my refusal to cook.
It really is. I mean, it is true. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain. Like, everything takes double time right now. But with Freshly, you don't have to worry about any of that. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge fully stocked and skip to the store. Skip the store. You could skip to the store, but
you
don't
need
to. You
could skip to the store, but you're going to sprain an ankle.
You're going
to sprain
an ankle.
So you might as well just get Freshly.
Freshly can fit your lifestyle with a variety of plans and meals to pick from that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And as Renee stated, it's all really delicious.
It's so good. It's so good. My favorite is a sausage baked penne. Obviously, I went through my free sample and then I just ordered 14 sausage baked pennes and they are delicious and great. And you don't get tired of them. 14 in a row. Still love them. We love you, Freshly, so much.
So if you're like, I'm in, I want to know more right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/CIPYD. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/CIPYD for $40 off your first two orders. In case you are confused, it's freshly.com/CIPYD for $40 off. That's $40 off your first two orders.
Oh, you guys, I have a gift. Frankly, it's a gift for you today. Katya Litsky is here and she is bringing you the brand new podcast, The Animal That Changed You. I've gotten just a glimpse of the first episode and it is phenomenal. For anyone who's like, oh, no, the show's ending. Don't you worry. You're going to just scoot right on into this show and you're going to love it. Katya, welcome.
Yay. Hi. Thank you. I don't know what I did so right for that kind of an intro, but I'm grateful for whatever accidental right things
I will say that you are dear friends with one of my favorite people in the world, Matt McConkie. We love him so much.
He's, as I like to say, a cozy chair anyone can sink right in.
Aww. Just
the most
the
wonderful.
Best thing to ever happen to any of us. So we think you come in with that endorsement, but Matt is selective. He doesn't just snuggle into anybody. And then
that's
I got
true.
To email and talk to you, and I was just like, yep, nope. She's as amazing as he said that she would be. And then I heard your show, and I was like, it's out of the park. It's absolutely incredible. You have a dog that we need to talk about, but I feel like we should bookend it with your show. Will you tell us how you started this?
Yes. Okay, so I will just say, Renee, you have endured a lot of my emails and a lot of coming at you, hot and heavy with words. So I want to thank you for that. Alexis, here you go. There's going to be a lot of energy.
I love it. I'm here for it.
A lot of questions, and I'm glad that you're okay with that from the get. I started the Animal That Changed You basically because Ophelia, who is in my arms, this beagle right here, this beagle mix, you know, my kids and my husband knows she's the love of my life. I'm not sorry about it. This is just the truth. This is how things happened. And she's my first rescue. She was about 8 weeks old when I got her. She was a parvo puppy, like really sick little puppy. And now she's almost 17. Yeah. And she's highly judgmental, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. And sort of looked at me with her judging eyes one day and was like, are you going to do anything with this great grand love you have for me? Or... are you not, like, are you that dumb? And I was like, I hear you loud and clear. She sort of leads and I follow. So, yeah, then the Animal That Changed You was born. But I'm definitely a person who gives all the, you know, the craps. Let's do the PG version. I give all the craps about everything. I can't do anything unless I'm like, get on the train,
full
everybody.
In, full throttle, it's moving. Absolutely, all in. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So it just... once the idea was there because of Ophelia, I'm just going to be a weirdo and say she gave me the idea. Then I was like, I can't stop.
It's perfect. And so you have Rory Scovel on, and then will you tell people the other comedians that you've had on? It's incredible.
Oh my, it's like, I feel like the luckiest person in the world. The Sklar brothers, who are so funny. Yeah. Just to see two people have banter like that is almost not fair. We just recorded with June Diane Raphael, who is, I mean... to be that funny and that insightful, again, unfair.
Sure.
Rory Scovel and his wife, Jordan Scovel, she is also hilarious. And their relationship is something that I could just watch on television all the time.
Yeah.
Who else? We've had wonderful people. People like Gavin Pallone, who's a producer and a huge animal activist. And this woman, Hillary Rosen, who's the founder and CEO of A Purposeful Rescue.
Oh, wow.
Which, if you don't follow A Purposeful Rescue, they do primarily seniors, but her way of naming and describing dogs is next level off the chart.
We love it.
She had a dog named Sweatpants.
Have we heard that one before, Alexis?
No.
Sweatpants is up there now.
Is really good.
It's top three, I think. Okay. Especially in this day and age of pandemic. I feel like that's number one, frankly.
He is the dog we all needed. And I got to foster him, 10-year-old.
Oh.
Shepherdy beagle mix. I mean, she's just a brilliant, brilliant, hilarious animal rescuer.
Right.
They don't make them like that all the time. Brilliant, hilarious animal
rare,
rescuer.
Rare, in fact. Yeah. Incredible. Okay. Well, again, you guys will tell you more about the show at the end of this, but we got to hear about it. Ophelia. So we logged onto the Zoom.
Thank you.
And you were swaddling, there's no other way to describe it, Ophelia, in your lap, this gorgeous beagle with just a snow dusting. Mm-hmm. Across her face.
Yeah.
Tell us, well, first off, the swaddling, how often does this happen? It's very sweet.
Here's the thing. If other people have had or have seniors, I know Tugboat, Crumb, Cricket, like they're all big beagles. But the seniors get cold sometimes and they get all the skinnies, you know, no matter how much you feed them. And at this point, I'm a vegetarian, but I run out and make her homemade salmon because that's all she's eating and it's fine with me. I'm okay with it. But she gets cold and skinny, and so I'm always just giving her like a little sweater or a swaddle if I can. Was never a good swaddler, not with my children either. And she tolerates it. She likes it. She wants that warmth.
Yeah. She is happy as a clam in your lap right now, and it is so sweet.
I think so.
Let's go back to the beginning. How did you and Ophelia find each other?
My Ophelia. So I've wanted a dog for a long time. I will say I mean, I've always had dogs right. growing up, but we were not like woke. You know, we had this beautiful tan Cocker Spaniel named Matza. Mm-hmm. We're Jewish, obviously. Big spoiler alert there. Whoa! We also had a Kiddish, right. so we were a little on the nose. We've had a bagel, all of it. Anyways, Matza was a gorgeous Cocker Spaniel. She lived outside. Not a proud moment for me and my family. It happened. I think about it a lot. Anyways, we always had dogs. But not to get too Debbie Downer, I was an eating disorder right. person for a long, right. long time growing up. So I was, all that to say, I was very self-involved and had a hard time keeping my feet right. on the ground. Right. You know, I was determined by other stuff. One day was, I'm from Laredo, Texas. I live in Austin, Texas yeah. now, but was home visiting my family and I'd had a relapse. Again, sure. Debbie Downer.
No. Again, you're in good company here. I don't know if we've dug deep into it, but I'm right there with you. I get you. It's the hardest. I get you.
It is, which is, by the way, why I love physical. I think Rory Scovel's show.
You know what's so interesting? Sorry, guys, just real quick. No, quick physical good. Detour. What is so interesting is everybody I know who has sort of worked through that is just like, that's it. They finally captured it. That is it. And anyone who doesn't deal with it is just like, I didn't make it through the first episode.
They're like, I hate her voice. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so excited to hear her
that's
voice.
That's it. Exactly. It's great. Yep. Couldn't agree more.
Oh, God. It's like you think that's who you are. It's not. That's not like your real right. voice, but you yeah. think that's you. You think you're a big pile of crap. Anyway.
Yes. Okay.
So another bulimia right. relapse to be, you know, an oversharer because that's, I guess, who I am now. And was in Laredo. There's the center of town, I guess. It's called the Mall. The mall's called the Mall del right. Norte. And for whatever reason, people drive around or through the mall parking lot to get anywhere. I don't know why. There's so many other ways to go. We were driving, like everybody else, around Mall del right. Norte. And they were selling a bunch of dogs on the side, on an mm-hmm. empty lot. And to make a long story short, we stopped and I was like, we shouldn't buy a dog. And Ophelia was not for sale. She was a sick puppy. And she was going to go to the shelter. Sure. And the Laredo Animal Shelter tries really hard. It's got a big mountain to climb. Right. It's a hard place to be a homeless pet. I didn't want her to go to the shelter. We took her home. She ended up being a parvo puppy, which usually happens with like backyard breeders sure. and stuff. Yeah. She was really sick. Yeah. I would feed her little drops of water with an eyedropper because she was like two.
Yeah.
Cold.
She was just like this buddy. Little wisp. Okay.
But then she came in fierce. Mm-hmm. Fierce, her personality came in, she lived through it, she survived. And it was the kind of thing where, you know, she watched me at my worst and she, you know, watched me binge and purge. She watched me do a lot of things I'm not right. proud of and loved me right through it. And it's not lost on me that, like, I had to beg her to drink and I had to beg her to eat and I had to beg her to be okay.
Yeah.
And somewhere along all of that and watching her watch me, there was just this great grand shift of like wanting to be okay to take mm-hmm. care of her.
Right. Yep.
Wanting to be okay, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was just the beginning of something bigger.
Yeah. Goosebumps and hair on the back of my neck. Like you just said, so much that resonated with, I think, every single person who's listening to this podcast, of the person you were before you got your pet and the person you are afterwards, is there's no other way to describe it other than like, oh, that's an angel in my house. That's sort of helping me transition. Yeah, that's incredible. So this personality of hers that came out, tell us everything.
Well, Matt McConkey likes to refer to her as like a Kate Blanchett type because she is. I mean, she will slay you with a look. I would not mess with her. 25 pounds, now about 20. But we've had 58 foster dogs. And she has gone from being like, one was a horrible dragon of a shepherd that I loved. Let me just say I can call her that because I loved her and she ended up being ours. But she was the only, she hated other dogs, but could only live with Ophelia because, Phoebe was her name. She would punk out and always be like, what, you're drinking from my water? You know, you're drinking my water bowl right now? What do you want? And Ophelia would just be like, are you done? Because,
are
you done? Because I'm going to go fart on a pillow and like, I don't have time for this.
I don't need this. Yeah.
That's always her demeanor. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know why you're doing this.
Okay.
And, right, you know, she would show around all the fosters, the ones subsequent from Phoebe, you know, there's the water bowl, this is where we pee, this is where we poo, there's the food, you know, always going, giving a tour, lay of the land. She was always just above it. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that she doesn't think she's a dog. So when dogs...
Right. I was going to say, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. When when dogs come in, she's like, who are they here for? That's so cute. Hmm. I'm like, to play with you, honey. She's like, I don't understand.
I love it. Are there any like traditional dog tendencies that she does like, but sort of hides? I'm just like, I like bones, but that doesn't have anything to do with me being a dog or anything like that.
Very good question. Yes. The typical beagle burrowing under the covers.
Mm, sure.
You know, but if I catch her, if I lift and I'm like, oh, feet, she'll come out and she's like,
just making the bed.
Yeah.
I was making sure it's straight down here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And my husband gets so mad because now she's kind of blind and deaf. So he'll take her outside at night, like last call, and he'll be like corralling her to come inside and she'll fight. She's like, that's not the way. I don't need your help. And he's like, you are old. Your back legs are dragging. You cannot see in here. Why would you resist me? Are you that proud? And the answer is yes. She is that proud.
Yes, absolutely.
100%. And we all intend to be that when we reach that age. Totally. Yes. A role model, frankly. Totally. Yeah. I intend to make it difficult on everyone. Yeah.
By the way, when I was walking her before this podcast, by walking her, I mean strolling her in her chariot around the neighborhood, like that person who people, I see them look out of their window and they're just, there's a look of utter just... like disgust and shame at me, and that's fine. I wave. We make friends later.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was, you know, really thinking about. I was listening to your Sam and Ramen because I love your podcast, and I'm always cracking up. You guys just have such good banter and voice, and you're just fun and funny. But you always say heartfelt things too, and I'm like, they got me. And I love how I was like, God, yeah, try to be funny. Never a good thing to tell oneself. Yeah. And then I come on and I start talking about my eating disorder.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's how you get to the joke.
Okay, where have you been all my life, Renee? I'm gonna lean in harder.
Sincerely. made me laugh numerous times throughout this. You're nailing it, of course. But yeah, I think a good rule of thumb is if you want to make them laugh, let's lean in real hard to that ED. Absolutely, 100%. Yes,
the ED.
So the transition from walking to chariot, what was that like? How was that?
I think I waited too long. You know, I was doing a lot of the slow walk. I don't know if you guys had like the real oldies when they're just sort of like, you can just kind of do like up and down to the mailbox and back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but I was like, I was in denial. But Ophelia had a brother named Hamlet, who was a rescue beagle who passed.
Yeah.
He's a really cute boy. And and Hamlet needed that chariot. So it's a hand-me-down.
Oh, sure.
Okay. From my parents. Spoiler alert, my mom hands down everything, like shirts with stains, and I wear them, which is the saddest part. I'm like, does she think I'm a piece of shit? And then I put it on. So
it is soft. Turns out it is soft. I do that all the time. I used to nanny for somebody and the mom would give me all of her stained shirts and I'd be like, well, it is. It's comfy.
It's made well and it's comfy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good brand.
Yeah. So often it's like, well, I can't normally afford this brand and I don't like this, but I have it now.
My hands are tied. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm going to wear a comfy stained shirt. Yeah.
It doesn't even look good.
It does not fit.
Yeah, well, I like to think that she can smell Hamlet in there. And I don't know, but it's been used by many seniors. And so finally I was like, Katya, she doesn't want to walk. It hurts. So I sort of, you know, came to.
Right. Now, granted, we're brand new into this friendship, but the things I've gleaned so far is you are highly intuitive, super considerate, incredibly big-hearted. I highly doubt that you pushed Ophelia to do anything Ophelia didn't want to do. It sounds like that personality of hers was like, yeah, I got this until I can walk. And then you both one day were like, the chariot? Maybe we do the chariot.
I think you're onto something. I think if anything, she's pushed me to do things that I didn't want to do. She's totally okay with me. I follow gladly. It's a weird thing. She's one dog, and I'm just a different person since she's come into my life. And for my own self-healing, sure, but also like shortly thereafter, I was like, oh my God, there are other dogs who need help. And I became a shelter volunteer and then a foster and then a dog trainer. I just, everything changed, like what I cared about, what I wrote about, what I talked about, what I just, it was so weird. Now through like being a, you know, an old lady lens, I look back and I can remember times that I would like see a stray and how I would react or, you know, it's not that my parents didn't foster it. I just don't think they knew what it was.
Yeah.
Sure. You know?
Sure. Yeah.
It was like always there waiting for her.
Yeah.
100%. And you hit the nail on the head where I think we all have the thing of just like, oh, the dog I had growing up was outside the whole time. It's just culturally we've switched a little bit. We've changed it a little bit. So I know that it's crazy to be like, tell me your life story, but will you give us sort of the arc of like volunteering and fostering? And that's incredible.
Yeah. Thank you. Why it's my favorite place to be? I don't know. It's like a stinky animal shelter. I love an animal shelter. Literally light up at an animal shelter. It's because it's like a small microcosm for all the problems of the world. It's just everything is on display in an animal shelter to me.
Right.
And you see the worst in people, but more than that, way more. You see the best in people. I mean, people who care, people who want to help, people who want to adopt, people who just come visit. Like, it doesn't even tip the scale. It'll really restore your hope. I know it sounds like, ugh, what a grim place. They're all homeless and barking and lunging. Sure, if you look at it that way, but I guess I just don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, oddly hate being at an adoption event. I hate the eagerness of like, pick me. I don't an adoption event. I can't watch that. I'm like, pick them. Pick that one. Go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Except we're not leaving until they're all picked.
That's right. Yes. I'm like, you will take one home, ma'am. Yes. But at the shelter, I'm like, you know, I started at South LA Animal Shelter in Los Angeles. And I'm Cuban and Jewish. I'm a Juban, if you will. So I wanted to work with Spanish-speaking people if possible, just because I feel like having animal welfare messaging in English translated into Spanish is not the same thing as like meeting people where they're at and having conversations about how they live.
Right.
And my parents came to this country from Cuba and they had different ideas about animals growing up and they've changed and they've grown. But like, I don't think they would have liked some girl who looks like me, who looks like I'm wearing a babushka from a Chekhov play, coming up and telling them in English how to be a pet owner.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
I know they wouldn't have.
You nailed it with like meeting people where they are. It's like you can't ask somebody to suddenly jump to this entirely new type of pet ownership they've never heard of. You have to understand how people live. I think that's a really good point.
Thanks.
That's incredible. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to say like I'm some martyr because I do remember at the beginning having a lot of judgment. I definitely fell into the judgment of like, well, they drove up with their dog in the back of the pickup truck. What if that's how the only way they could bring their dog in for vaccines?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I remember the first time a man came in with his dog, with a shepherd, and I, oh my God, like I would for sure cut off a toe for a shepherd. If someone was like, only people with 9 toes can have shepherds, I'd be like, I'm cutting off a toe.
Yeah, here we go.
I have 9 toes now. I love German shepherds. And by the way, nothing wrong with people with 9 toes.
they can have any dog they want.
Yeah. Yes, like, exactly. Great. They're ahead of the line with them. Yes.
The cancel culture is coming after me. but I remember this man coming out of his truck and bringing the dog down. And I remember standing outside. This was the beginning. So like 2007, beginning of my animal shelter volunteer days, and being like, he's going to surrender his dog. That's what he's going to do. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. And I remember him saying, we're here to do a meet and greet. And he had a printout with this shepherd. Her name was Daisy. With Daisy, because my home isn't a home unless I have 2 dogs.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm an asshole. And I'm wrong. You know, I'm just.
No. Yep.
And it was so good for me to be wrong. It was so good for me to have those experiences.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, wow. People mostly care. Most of the time when people surrender their pet to an animal shelter, they're crying. almost always, yeah. 9 out of 10 times. They're upset. They don't want to. Last result.
Yeah. Right.
Last resort. Result. Mm-hmm. And then when I was like pregnant and had my kids, I volunteered with an awesome organization. So I did the animal sheltering for a long time and started fostering. Right. And then I started to volunteer with an organization that was called Home Dog LA, but is now called Better Together Forever. Mm, and I was an intervention stop. So I would sit outside in a little table. And when someone was surrendering a dog, I'd be like, what's going on and how can I help you? And we would try to connect them to resources.
Wow.
Yeah, so that they wouldn't have to. And you know what? Way over 50% of the time, people were like, oh, my God, thank you for sending.
That's all I needed.
Yeah. You sent a handyman out over or help them talk to their landlord and help with a deposit so they can keep their animal, whatever the case may be, most of the time.
That's incredible.
They're a great group.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm gonna
that's Google amazing. Them immediately. That's so incredible. Because you hear the stories of the people who surrender, and I think it's also met with such judgment that if it would just met with grace and like, hey, can we help? Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. Better Together Forever? Yeah,
they're awesome. Okay. They used to be Home Dog.
Donating today.
Yeah. They used to be Home Dog LA. Now they merged with Bark Avenue and they're bigger and better and together forever.
Amazing.
They're very cool. But volunteering at the shelter is just, it will suck you in. It's hard to like put controls on that thing. You know, that's one thing you have to be like really have some support in your life or have some high level of mindfulness that I am still working towards to know when to take a break. Like that burnout is for real.
I can imagine. Yeah. Incredible. Well, and I love that we're now sort of facilitating that into this incredible podcast, which I want to hear more about. But first, we got to play Name That Dog.
Yes.
Obviously, you know it's coming. I threatened it in the email.
Yes, you too.
The writing is on the wall. You're going to cut off your toe for a husky.
We got to
name that husky. So say that again. Oh, a shepherd. A shepherd.
I would do it for a husky too, which is so sad.
Okay. Right. For a shepherd. No, do we have a type of shepherd?
I mean, mostly a mixy one. Just a brown. Yeah. I want a lot of things going on. I don't even want you to know if it is a shepherd. Question mark. But you know it has shepherd in them. With a snout?
Yeah.
I like a long snout.
Okay. So visualize in your head a shepherd of your choosing, and it is a girl. What are we going to name the shepherd?
I mean, I want to say something like, I wish I could say something like Jelly Bean or something cute, but really I just want like a Candace. I want like a...
Ooh.
Or a Candace is good.
Like a Millicent. Like I want a classic name for her.
Yeah.
Something that'll be around forever.
Yeah.
I mean, and you gave instant nicknames to both of them, Candy and Millie.
That's true.
Candace and Millicent. Thank you so much. I love it. Couldn't be better. It could not be better.
Candy Millie.
Yeah.
Now there's two. I'm so excited. I want to imagine more.
The best. Yeah. If you happen to be listening to this on a Tuesday, you only have to wait 24 hours. It's the animal that changed me, Eve, to you and yours.
Thank you for
happy holidays to us all. Now, so that people sort of have a trajectory of like, okay, I'm done with this podcast. And now I go to, will you let them know where they're going, what they're going to hear, and how they can follow you on social media?
Sure.
These are your marching orders, guys. This is not optional. This is required. You have to do it.
I'm going to preface by saying thank you. And I'm still working on both receiving and just speaking from a place of of the receiving. We're getting there.
Sure.
Ophelia could do it.
Yes.
I'm on Instagram at The Animal That Changed You. And I'm on Twitter with like 7 followers. Okay, this just started. So just, mean, when you see the number 22, whatever, just like have kind eyes. at TATCY podcast, The Animal That Changed You. You could search The Animal That Changed You. But that's a mouthful. and every Wednesday, a podcast will come out, an episode. And I mean, the stories are funny and they're heartfelt. And we've recorded with this incredible author, Henry Mance, who has a new book out called How to Love Animals in a Human-Shaped World. Really good. About a hippo named Vanessa who changed him. I mean, it's unreal. Abby Moore, CEO of AdoptAPet.com, It was a bird named Pierre. I mean, the stories that I feel so fortunate enough to have heard and get to hold space for have really blown my mind. I could not have expected them.
Yeah. I'd rate, review, subscribe. Yes. And again, like, you want to be an early adapter of something. You want to get in on the ground floor of it. And you don't want to have to, like, and I had to binge a bunch of shows. Just start tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just start tomorrow. Guys, it'll make your day better. You're going to love it. The Animal That Changed You, coming out tomorrow, August 11th. Or if you're listening to this on Friday, you're behind. And now you need to, you got to
go. Oh, now you're, yeah.
You
gotta
go
and if you scramble. DM me and you tell me your stories, I live for them. I live for your animal stories. Just, it's a sad truth. And if you tell me who you want to hear from or what you want to know, like, I really want to be of service. I really want to give you all I've got. So don't be shy.
I love it. Katya, thank you for making time for this.
Thank you.
Sincerely, I'm such a fan and I'm so, so happy this show exists. Thank you for making it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You two are so, so delightful to be around and to listen to. So thank you.
Well, Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
Made it to the end of yet another show. You're a delight.
Thank you. You are too.
You make me laugh every week. I love you so much. Listeners, you're like, I have to wait another week. No, you don't. You just go to the dog that changed me. That's it. That's easy. The other podcast. Two a week these days.
Oh, hey, I wanted to say we got a couple new reviews.
Ooh, did we? Tell me more.
And thank you for leaving them.
Yeah, you sweet, sweet, sweetie.
It's very sweet. And I wanted to read one because it's nice. And please, you know, keep leaving them because they make us feel good. This is from Athena and Mia. And it says, hi, Renee and Alexis. I love your guys' podcast. It's perfect for when I'm studying or just hanging out, especially because I love dogs and I love you guys talking about them. I started listening to your podcast in 2020 and I still am. I'm re-listening to your podcast and caught up. Your podcast helped me so much when I'm just sitting and I want to listen to something. My favorite episode is corgis. I love corgis and I want one so bad, but they're too much money. Thank you for your podcast, Mia.
Mia, let's get you a corgi.
Yep.
Let's get you a corgi. That was so sweet, so kind, so nice. Anyone who has ever left a review, you guys, that is, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Because you listen to a podcast and you're like, I should do it. But now I got to think of what to say and I got to think of a username. So it is not lost on us and it means the most. Yeah. You guys are just the best, really best. All right, Alexis, but we're going to be back next week.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. All right. Well, until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.